You were a trailblazer for women on the court, few women grads in 65, first woman in various roles. What is your message to women who are planning to go into the world of law?
You have a lot easier time than I did because there are now a lot of women lawyers. But I guess my message includes don't give up your family life, because I had four children over time. I worked part-time. I worked 4 days a week for a number of years when I was a lawyer. I took off 6 months. There was no maternity leave back then. I just took off. But for my work four was always fine with that. I didn't really know what to do with me, so I just sort of created rules as I went along. It is very possible to have a family life and practice law. One of the things I say is there should be more women starting their own firms, because then they would have control over that. But the system is much better than it used to be. And a lot of firms have maternity leave. If they don't, you can take 3 months off without pay under federal law now. So having a balanced life is great.
Young women are still looking to strong role models like yourself, and it's got to encourage them. Look what she did. I can do this. I can be strong. I can be smart and all that. You have no idea how many women you've inspired. And all the interns that came through.
Yeah.
And they weren't all women. I mean, they were men and women.
Big mix.
Right.
Of course, that affects the guys, too, to work for a woman.
How's that?
Well, they can see that women are competent. One of the things I always tell my law clerks was the business about balance. It's not a great thing that the big law firms, you go to work in New York and you work how many hour days. One thing great about ending up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, lawyers here tended to be more sane about that. I didn't work on weekends. I'm very efficient. I brought my lunch. I worked through lunch hour. I found out early on that if you go in on Saturday, they're yakking most of the time anyway and not getting a lot of work done. So I was able to do what I did just by bringing my lunch and working when I was at work and not working at home. Or if I had to take work home, I love to cook, so I always cooked dinner. That was a big balance for me between the job and home. And then if I had stuff to do, get the kids in bed and do it after that.
Women have it more difficult in that area, don't they, than the men?
Well, because we have the babies.
Yeah. We're in your office here in the federal building. Is this where you've always been?
Yes, but originally I was in some hole in the wall downstairs until we got this space. But I've been here a long time.
How many years do you think you've been in this office?
Probably since 1980, 81. I can't remember. It was a long process because you're dealing with the government getting stuff done.
I'm fascinated by that round desk you have there. Is there a story behind it?
Yes. I saw it. I loved it. I saw it somewhere, and I just wanted it, and it cost more than the government was going to spend. I had an allowance, and so we paid for the rest of it. I said, I just won't get a new car because I love this desk. And I said, and when we retire, I can take it home. It's got two sides.
Yeah.
And we can work at it. Of course, that's never happened. Because I haven't retired totally.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a good judge and a good mom and a good wife. How's that?
Yeah.
All of which are very important to me.
It is very good.
And a good grandmother.
Yes.
Nothing like those grandkids.
How many grandchildren do you have?
11. And only three of them are boys. So, as I say, we're going to eventually take over.
Another judge that I've interviewed is Judge Joe Morris.
He's a great guy.
Still alive at 90-some. And I'm trying to think of the federal judge in Oklahoma City. I've interviewed him. He's so funny, so humorous.
Lee West.
Lee West.
Yeah. He was one of the four names given to President Carter. He was one of the four on the list that the nominating commission sent to the president. I was really worried about him because he was in Washington, D.C. for a time, and he'd been golfing with the lawyer in the Justice Department who was in charge of the process. So I thought, but Carter appointed him to the federal bench after that. But he applied for the 10th Circuit position.
Well, thank you, Judge, or I've come to call you Stephanie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this very much. A non-lawyer trying to make his way through an interview with you. You made it very easy. So I'm hoping that young people who listen to this will learn a lot from what you've just said. And I thank you very much.
Happy to do it.